Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is our podcast for the day. I know you're used to seeing other stuff, either music or project management. Well, today it's a little bit of both. It's orchestrating one's life. And on the show today, I have an amazing gentleman. His name is Conrad Bombardier. Conrad, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I can't complain. Conrad, what really jumped out at me on the post I saw was a ton of weight that you were able to slay. How on earth did you pull that off?
Determination, number one, and just being prepared to do something for myself. So it was a total of 212 and a half pounds was my highest weight loss. I dropped 26 pant sizes from a size 58 to a size 32. And I went from over 35% body fat when I started measuring to 11%.
Oh my goodness. Conrad, I'm telling you, this is so inspiring to me. I saw your post and I put it up on LinkedIn and I said, this guy lost me. My goodness. Talk about someone who's overdone what you're trying to do. And I watched what you put out and it was just marveling. It was just awesome. Now, how did I get to even know about you? It was through the V-Shred program. And I want to give a huge shout out to V-Shred because during the pandemic, it was a little bit hard for some of us, you know, to keep doing what we were doing. And I was one of such people. But I'd seen Vince quite a few times online, kind of don't know about this guy, you know, until I tried other solutions that failed. And that's why when people are bashing V-Shred online, I get mad and I jump out and say, you don't know half of the story. So how did you come across V-Shred?
So to your point, I had tried multiple different programs in the past. I found V-Shred on Facebook. I saw an ad. I had lost just over 20 pounds on my own based on what I had known from the past times that I'll call it dieting. And I just went with a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and a high protein dinner. And that was great because it was way different than what I was doing currently. And I lost that 20 pounds, but then I found myself at a plateau. And I celebrated my new journey and took both my boys to Orlando. We went to Universal Studios and I told the kids, I said, boys, when we get back, I need to find something new. I need to find something for me because I'm continuing where I was. I think that was at the first point where it could have been, I'm just going to give up because now I plateaued, or am I going to find something to keep on fueling where I was and use that for motivation and not only for me, but for my kids. And I came back from our trip. I was able to ride 93% of the roller coasters, which that was a nice, good push for me. And I came home and I was on Facebook and I saw Vince, where many people saw the ad, and you see Vince walk around talking about his program and to take the free quiz. And I did. And that was a light bulb moment for me because of everything that I had done in the past. I've lost 100 pounds twice in the current, you know, my whole life. But this was the first time that I can say, and it'll be the last time that I lose 200 pounds. And when I saw Vince and I listened to his program and I took the quiz and I was a very picky eater, the light bulb went off and I said, this is it. Like, if there's anything that I know my whole entire life is struggling with weight. And these were all the correct tools that I could use in order to succeed. It made sense. It was a workout program. We couldn't have even planned for the pandemic, but it worked out so nicely because I was able to do these exercises right from my basement. I started off with a fat loss extreme. I had the meal plan, which to me was a no-brainer because what I liked was, number one, I could have a personal trainer, which I was amazed that I could say, hey, I got a personal trainer, but I filled out a quiz and I was able to tell him the foods that I liked and I didn't like, and he would base a meal plan off of that. So for me, it was win-win across the board. And it was easily justified because the cost was so low that I told myself, I'm going to not have Starbucks. And that just paid for my meal plan. And in the long run, I still saved money because I was cooking my own food. I was making things, bringing it with me and planning. And I mean, 904 days later, today's 904.
Oh my gosh.
I've succeeded and have not missed a day since I started on February 19th of 2020.
Oh my goodness. Let's talk about Adam. Adam was your personal trainer?
That's correct.
My goodness. So you folks have been working consistently together for going to 3 years?
Yes.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. So Conrad, I want to take a time out and really address the skeptics, because we hear a lot of stuff about VShred. And like I said, I'm very passionate about it because during the pandemic, it was hard. I put on a ton of weight and I was trying to lose it. And I tried and tried. I had downloaded an app that cost like three times more that. It failed. I'm like, you got to try this guy. You got to try Vince. So what do you have to say to the skeptics, those who are on the ledge, those who are bad-mouthing the company? You have anything to say to those folks?
Yeah, you know, and I think when I think about it, and I saw some of those videos, because, and I never went to go look when I first started, because to me, this all made too much sense, right? And even the cost of the program when I did it was three times what it is today. I mean, there's really no reason on a cost factor why you can't afford this. But I went and did a search and I saw the skeptics and I saw what people were saying. And I was already living proof that that was wrong. And I think when I look at it, and I think it's just generally in life, right? It can be a workout. It could be your job. It could be influencers. It could be anything. You either can, if you're not successful, you can put that blame on something else or someone else or a different program, or you can take that ownership and ask yourself, did you really give it 100% and give it a fair shot? And I'm 100% into everything that I do, because then I can't look back and say, I should have done this, or maybe if I should have done that. It's I'm full blown, I'm going to go. And that's what I did with this program. And they're really, it's foolproof. If you follow, it's going to work.
I'm telling you, it inspired me, you know, and at the time I saw yours, I joke, I'd lost three infants. I lost about 20 pounds and I started losing weight in June, just June. And between June and now, 20 pounds is gone. And I'm like, wow, if Conrad can do that, I'm on for the long haul and I'm just going to keep pushing and pushing. I had a personal trainer just before the pandemic, but I had a lot of injuries. And I found it very hard to continue on the straight and narrow. But since I downloaded that program, my goodness, I realized that it's really all about the trainer, the person behind, because the app I was using didn't have any personal touch. You know, Vince is always going on and on, dude, and telling you, well, you have to listen to me blabbing now. I'm sorry, but it's going to make you have a good workout. How true is that? Because just having a real person, I know you even had Adam on top of that. So were you going through the Fat Loss Extreme program with Adam, or were you going through the videos? Which one?
So Adam was my touch point every week. So that was one side motivation where I knew that I was looking forward every Wednesday. I started on a Wednesday. So I was looking forward to every Wednesday. I tracked everything. Every day I weigh myself. I still do to this day. And on Wednesdays, I take my pictures. I sent Adam an update. And I would let him know where I was. And I would also let him know, you know, any milestones that were happening or things that I realized, successes that I had. But then I also would share if I was struggling with something. Mm-hmm. And what was nice was I was getting that feedback, you know, from Adam, that I could tell it's very genuine and he cared. And you have somebody fighting for you in your corner. And I think that's what's great. And that was so awesome about the personal trainer and the meal portion, because originally, Phil, I told myself, I'm going to do the meal plan for 3 months and then I'm just going to learn it, do it on my own. And then I won't need to pay for it no more. I still have Adam as my trainer. I did supplement and kind of do it on my own. I still had my meal plan, but when I did a bulk, I had to, for the fact of trying to gain 300 to 500 calories more than I was burning. And I was burning somewhere between 3,000 to 3,500 calories. And I saw right there, what that told me is that it's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And with Adam's meal plan and letting him know what program I'm doing, right? And what my intake needs to be. There's so many times that all I told myself was, trust the diet, follow this meal plan. And things are going to happen. And it's a lifestyle change, right? It's ultimately what it is. But with the Fat Loss Extreme, what also helped with the motivation being new to fitness and not knowing, it's intimidating. You really, if you're not part of that lifestyle and you're just used to seeing everyone in the gym doing all these exercises, and I was able to do it, number one, from the comfort of my own home.
Mm.
But every exercise had a link with a video.
Yeah.
And I was able to learn from Vince on how to do things correctly so that I can A, get the maximum results, gain confidence, and make sure that I wasn't injuring myself as I was doing it. So now it's so cool to still have that today to look at, to learn, to progress. And I tell people when I see them in a gym, I now go to the gym, and I have been because I've surpassed, you know, where I was at home, and that's awesome. And I get to see and help motivate others. And that's where I love doing that. I feel it's my purpose. I feel it's, I've been here not only to take care and inspire and motivate others, but when I see others in a gym, and what I can see is when they are overweight and they are there, I will take the time to go and talk to them, congratulate them for being there, because number one, I know A, how hard it is to start, but to be at the gym when you're overweight and feeling already like everyone's already looking at you, that I congratulate them for being there, for pushing themselves. And I will take out a before and after picture and I will show them.
Wow.
And I will let them know that I was exactly in their shoes. And here's where I am today, that they keep on pushing, that they will succeed and they will get, and everyone is very humbled and appreciative of just taking that time to letting them know that they're doing a great job.
Wow. Wow. That is exactly why I called you on today, because apart from you inspiring me, I have a group of people I lead, I work with, and I wanted them to come for the journey as well. I didn't want it just to be me. But isn't that program amazing, the Fat Loss Extreme? Because when you hear Vince say in the beginning, all you need is a place on the floor and a mat and a towel, you know, to wipe away the sweat. I'm like, seriously, I don't need all this stuff behind me, this, all these weights, because for the longest time I've been used to those. And it's amazing how it works.
Yes.
Mind blowing. Let's jump into real quick. For those folks who have not seen, let's take a look at the time lapse right here. We're going to take a look at that time lapse and see how this unfolded. Here we go. Let's see the process. Here we go. My goodness, this it's like magic. It's like magic. Now, I know you've given us the high level story, but give us some more meat on the bone so that we can understand a little bit more about everything that surrounds this. Anything else that we might have missed in the very beginning, Conrad?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so I think for myself, like I mentioned before, this is something that I've lived my entire life. And when I grew up, if I wasn't bullied for my red hair, it was for the fact that I was overweight from a young age, from middle school. And growing up with that, I think is tough, is hard. And where I dealt with it was with eating, unfortunately, right? I was a stress eater, and I really didn't learn on how to properly, you know, funny enough, like eating more now than what I ever have, just more often. So the things that I've learned at 44 is just, it's kind of wild and crazy. I said, like I mentioned, I lost 100 pounds twice. I think there was, you know, motivational factors where the very first time that it let me know that I needed to do something different was when I saw two of my friends get into a pair of my pants back to back. And you know, I laughed, right? Because I laughed it off. But inside, that was it was a light bulb. It was a switch. It was a reality of that's how much you let yourself go. You know, you avoid mirrors, you avoid scales. You just know that you're not healthy, but you just take it upon, I'm still the same person. It's my personality. The true people who know me know who I am, but you're making things harder for yourself. So I had lost weight that very first time, and you kind of slowly, again, it was a diet, so you kind of slowly go back to your old routine and you kind of gain. And I did the same thing when I moved to Toronto And I had to get into another routine, you know, surround myself with friends that pushed me and motivated me. And I was able to, even on days that I didn't want to go mountain biking, you know, he pushed me and said, we're going, and I'm not taking no for an answer. And it kept me onto a new, you know, a new diet at that time. And I was able to do it. But I think what it also did is I knew that if I did let myself go, all I needed to do is get to a point where I had enough and just buckle down, lose the weight, and go again. Mm. Now, what that did, and I think this latest milestone for me where it kind of clicked and snapped, as I'm getting older, mm. I knew that at some point, I probably wasn't going to be able to do that anymore. I know that my mother was the only one that could be vocal, that had let me know, you know, 5 years ago that she was starting to get worried because of my weight, you know, and maybe there was something wrong, where I knew it was because of my dieting and the bad habits that I had is what caused it. But I have my boys, and I keep on promoting my boys to be athletes, and they're baseball players. And my son is in 2 weeks going to play college ball. And my other son is playing baseball full time as well. And I was always there to push them and motivate them and let them know that I want them to give it 100%. And I was going to provide them the tools to succeed and to be athletes. But I wasn't setting that tone for them at home, you know, ordering pizza at night and eating at 10 o'clock at night, right? Regardless of who I was still not promoting that health or helping them out. And when I saw my heaviest was 469 pounds, getting on a different scale at the doctor, where I couldn't even be weighed on a regular scale. I think I was just embarrassed myself and knew that I had to do something. Otherwise, you know, when I see on TV, what I had a flash of is, you know, my 500 pound or 600 pound life. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I knew that at some point I wasn't going to be around if that happened. Wow. And I needed to set my goal, set my tone, do something for me, and take care of me first, and show my boys that you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. Wow. And that's what brought me to this whole journey today is to your point on the fat loss extreme. I remember my very first days with, you know, my yoga mat, my towel, and my water bottle in the basement. And Phil, I look back and I could hardly get up off that mat. And mm-hmm. I had my youngest son who was there watching me. They would watch me work out. And that was uncomfortable, because that's why I give props to so many people at the gym when they struggle and people are there watching them, because people don't realize how tough that is to, number one, be overweight and show up to the gym, but then to push in front of everyone. And my son would watch me work out. And internally, my first instinct was I didn't want anybody to watch me work out. But the thing that's cool when I look back and I see my boys were there is they were there to motivate me. They were there to inspire me. And my son was there to help me up or give me water or anything it was. And after just 20 minutes, which to me with this whole fat loss extreme, I thought, how do I not have 20 minutes to invest in mm-hmm. myself a day? That's it. I can do this. I spend way more than 20 minutes on everything else in my day. If I can take 20 minutes for me, then that's what makes it worth it. And that's what continued to fuel me and push me until I started getting those small successes that then motivated me even more.
Wow. That Fat Loss Extreme program is just, it's absolutely mind blowing. So did you do consecutive rounds of FLE, or did you add anything else into the mix?
Yeah. So I started off with Fat Loss Extreme. I did the 3 month program, month 1, 2, and 3. And then I remember having my update with Adam, and I said, hey Adam, you know, I think, do I just repeat this program? You know, do I go back and do month 1, 2, and 3 again? And here was that first boost of confidence, and why that personal trainer was so good for me is Adam looked at me and wrote me back my email and said, Conrad, he goes, you don't need to start back at number one. Go back to number three, because where you've been, you're way better than that. Number one is going to be nothing for you. And it was my first boost of confidence of saying, I've now progressed to a month 3 fat loss extreme. So I actually repeated month 3 more times consecutively. And then at that point, I felt and I could tell that I could add more. And I started adding weights to the end of the Fat Loss Extreme, which then brought me into big arms. I had done the Big Arms program, and then I did the Ripped at 90 program. And I kind of went back and forth. I think now to this day, I've done Big Arms 3 times, the Ripped at 90. I've done it, I think, 3 or 4 times at least. And I was asking Adam, what do I do next? Because now, and I did the Clean Bulk once, I kind of did all the programs.
Wow.
And when you talked about injury earlier, I had hurt my shoulder the first time that I did free weights because I didn't account for the extra 25 pounds in the bar. And I was used to a Smith machine and I had heard something pop in my shoulder.
Ooh.
And I pushed through the rest of my workout that day because I was determined that I wasn't going to let anything stop me. And then I would go to the gym in a sling and do one-handed push-ups and continue my workout because I was not going to break my streak. And my other portion where I had something in my arm that kind of hurt, and I was listening to my body. And I think that's a big thing. You need to listen to your body. And number one, take your rest days, which Vince would say.
Yes.
And you know, they're just as important. And number two, I listened to my body, and I actually just did I went back to a retro back in the day, month 3 of Fat Loss Extreme for a month. And that was great because, again, confidence wise, I was able to do everything that Vince did.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. There's one he does. That's the crab. That crab one, I had to let it just go for the first time I saw it. It just recently I was able to add it in. You're able to do the whole 3?
I was able to do all of it without a problem. And even what was great was, you know, Vince was like, hey, these diamond pushups, if you want to do them on your knees, you can. And I used that for motivation. I was like, you know what, Vince, I'm not doing them on my knees. And I did them full blown and I stood up. I was like, I just did them better than there. And Adam then turned to me and said, hey, Conrad, here's our next level. You've already done all of these programs and multiple times. How about you have 25 meal plans at this part? You know, you can choose your meal plans yourself and then I will create for you a custom training program.
Wow.
And that's an awesome option because now I'm on my 2nd month of adding, creating a custom training program for me. And even after, you know, 800 and some days when I started, after I first went through the program, I could feel muscles that were sore that I hadn't felt before. And that's a great feeling. And now I'm on my 2nd month of a custom training program. And I told Adam month 1, I said, hey, this was great, but we can even turn it up a notch. And I was scared to open up month 2 because I'm like, how he's going to get me good this month. And he has, I'm going through them, but I went from a fat loss extreme at 20 minutes to needing a sweat towel because I was sweating profusely and could hardly get up off that mat. To now I'm working out for an hour and a half.
Wow.
And I'm not breaking a sweat.
Wow.
I mean, now Adam has pushed me to the point where I'm starting to break a sweat, but that's where the progression was, right? And you go from doing push-ups as milestones on your knees to, I went to graduated to a 45 degree on a bench to doing full-blown push-ups to doing now diamond push-ups. It's it's amazing on how you can have those little milestones that continue to fuel you.
Wow. Speaking of milestones, let's talk about this concept of leadership, because that's another thing I coach people on, leadership. It's great self-leadership, what you've demonstrated. It's just mind-blowing. So give us a lesson and your thoughts on how you were able to lead yourself. Because it does take some degree of leadership. I know Adam's great, yes. But what's your psychology about leadership and what is it to you?
So I think number one, and I tell people when they reach out to me, and what's been great about this whole journey is I've had people from high school that I haven't talked to in 30 years that let me know that they've been following my journey on Facebook or through my YouTube channel.
Wow.
And that that I have inspired them to make healthy choices. And that's what's really heartwarming and motivating for me, because now that's what I use for motivation, is to be able to help and inspire others. But I let everyone know that number one, you need to be ready mentally. And I think that's the very first thing, because it doesn't matter what program I used or looked at or done, even though with V-Shred is a lifestyle change and has all the tools that you need to succeed, 100%. But if you're not ready mentally and you're not focused to set that goal, to be determined to push through whatever challenges, it's not going to work. and you're going to fail. So that mindset, I think, has to be the first one. And then I think just pushing yourself, planning. I'm a plan your work and work your plan at work, just like I am in my personal life. And I think planning ahead is half the battle as well. Reducing stress, exercise, I found reduced stress, which I never thought that it really could replace that. And I think just being flexible, because there's days with, you know, the several jobs that I've had during my whole leader of my whole program, that I've had to get up at 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning to go get my workout in before my day. Or there's certain days that I never got back until 11 and I went and worked out at midnight because I was not going to miss a day because I was doing this for me. It didn't matter if I was on vacation, if I was traveling for work, where I was. And I think that's the great thing of the Fat Loss Extreme. You always have something that you could do in your room, no matter where you're at, even if you don't have a gym nearby. But you just have to have that mindset, gain that confidence, and celebrate those small successes. When you see small little milestones, that things that you could do today that you weren't able to do yesterday, use that for fuel. You know, analyze how you feel and use that for fuel for the next day, because there's always something positive that you can look at. And I think, again, it comes back to that mindset.
Mindset. I love it. You know, Conrad, I always have a project view to things. I see everything as a project. And when I saw what you did, I said, this is a project. How on earth did you pull off this project? So walk us through your milestone journey. If you remember, do you remember? I know the first few months, it might not be like a lot, but how many pounds on average did you ever, you know, I know you're in the construction world. So, you know, we construction people sometimes tend to think a little bit angularly. Were you like calculating how many pounds a month on average? Do you ever do that?
No, only I wrote it all down, right? Wow. So I have something that I could go back to and take a look. I knew on average, if I lost somewhere at 2 pounds a week or so, that it was going to be healthy. I've had weeks where I think my average was probably about 3 pounds a week.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And I think when you first start, and I think to people to make sure that they don't, you know, get unmotivated, is when you very first start a program, you will lose a little more weight at the very beginning, those first 2 weeks, because you're sending your body into a shock of a whole new different lifestyle. And you can't get discouraged when all of a sudden it drops down to only maybe a 2 pound loss or 3 pound loss. Consistently, I can really count on one hand the weeks that I gained. Other than my bulk program, I stuck to the meal plan, to the program. And every single week, up to the point where I lost 212 pounds, that I've lost weight every week. It was, some of them were very low. You know, my highest, I think, was 7 pounds in a week. And that was even after 600 and some days. My body was, I was feeding it, right? You're burning, you're stoking that fire. And you're continuing to, you know, I thought I had a broken metabolism, but really I wasn't fueling my body right. And now learning that is great. And to the point where I was 414 and a half pounds when I started V-Shred, I got down to as low as 202 pounds. And now I get to fine tune. Where can I cut out certain sugars? Where can I do certain things? And now it's muscle growth. So now I've gained from that 202, but I've got muscle definition like I've never had in my life. And it's kind of nice. I will admit it's impressive. And I think it still is sinking in what I've accomplished and what I've done overall. So it's been quite the journey. But I think those milestones, that weight loss every week, that fuels you. Seeing little things, like I remember updating Adam on, I can run upstairs again.
Wow.
Right. I that was one thing that I didn't realize was gone. When I didn't need a seatbelt extension in the car, that was a success that I was like, hey, that fueled me. When I flew on the plane for the first time, where A, you're embarrassed to ask for an extension, so you just, you know, don't wear your seatbelt, to being able to put on your seatbelt with all the room extra. I was at a point where I was even having to buy first class tickets because the seats were wider because I couldn't even fit in the seats.
Wow.
And now, just this week, I was in a middle seat in the back next to two people, and I had room. And that, those are the things that fuel you, that motivate you, that help you realize what you've accomplished. Because I don't think that as you get bigger, you don't get to see the accommodations that you make for yourself, and how there's so many out there now that can accommodate. I got to a 6XL. I didn't know, Phil, if they even made a 7XL. I was at a point where I was like, am I going to have to get custom clothes?
And
being able to only shop in one store, right, for twice the price. If you want to talk about value, to be able to shop at any store that I walk into and I can wear a large, I'm saving money left and right, let alone I'm confident and I feel good.
Wow. To those viewers who are watching and you're thinking you've hit a brick wall and you, there's the man, just be encouraged and inspired. Still on this motivation thing, because I really want folks to get the essence of the motivating factors. First of all, you were on schedule, and all those days you stayed on schedule, you've clarified that there was a lot of results you were getting. But another question, the injury, right? You even persevered through that injury, still going in a sling. That is absolutely crazy, going in a sling. Did you ever experience any other injuries, maybe back or leg or just something else?
No, I had just a pulled muscle in my arm that I was able to take 30 days off of weights, which was the first time that I had taken time off of weights to be able to give my body a break and then get right back to it. So knock on wood, I have not injured myself or needed a surgery or anything where I would have to take time off of exercise, because now I'm just so motivated and determined that I'm not going to break this streak of, you know, now at 904. I just want to keep on fueling that. But, you know, if the time comes or whatever happens, I know that it's great because I have an arsenal of workouts that I can do that I know I can accommodate. And I also know that Adam will be there, that if I need some advice on what I can do, I will. I mean, there's people out there that are hurt, that have long-term injuries, that can still persevere with their own goals and be fit. I think there's a will, there's a way. And I think it comes back to that mental state. If you want this, and my mom told me when I was born, she knew right away that she had an overcoming feeling that I was going to be a leader.
Wow.
And anything in my life that I've set my mind to, I've been able to accomplish. And I think that's the secret, is set your mind to it, be ready, and you will achieve it.
Absolutely. And how does your mom feel? Because she's been so supportive on social media. I've been seeing her posts and she's giving you all these really inspiring comments and telling you to go. How does she feel?
She is very grateful for V-Shred and for Adam. I got my parents the meal plan as well too previously, and they were doing just a meal plan, and it motivated them because, like myself, who struggled with weight my whole life, so do my parents. And it helped motivate them. I'm able to talk to them and motivate them and be hard on them like they were hard on me. But it's on my mom, and with V-Shred and Adam, she was at a point where, especially I'm 22 hours away from home, and have been. I moved from my town of Cornwall between Ottawa and Montreal in Canada to Minnesota. Being so far away, it's hard not to be here and to see and to be there for me and to motivate me. And she was worried. I mean, I think when every time I would go home, and when I got to up to 469 pounds, it worried her as a mom. You want nothing better for your children, and where my kids were my motivation and inspiration. My mom was worried, and really with V-Shred and the whole program, she truly feels that it saved my life. It saved her son's life. And I really don't think that there's a better gift that you can give a parent to see your child succeed somewhere and to be healthy. So I know that she considers Adam just like a son.
Aww.
And it's been pretty amazing as a process altogether. And my parents have always been there since day one. I mean, my family, my friends, everyone who's known me, really now is something that I can help use and inspire them. But it's been a lifesaver, and I even had COVID.
Wow.
I've gotten it twice.
Oh, and
the first time, I think, Phil, where, you know, I lived by everything happens for a reason. And I knew that there was this overdetermining power that I had, that it didn't matter if people literally had pizza underneath my nose. I was not breaking anything, because I spent 30 years eating the way that I did before and how I felt.
Wow.
It was now I got to really feel the difference in how I'm fueling my body. I was, you know, putting the best kind of oil in this car, right? And that's what was keeping me running well. I think when I look back and everything that I went through, it all happens for a reason. And when I was in that doctor's visit, and I shared the picture of my old license and who I was, and I shared my story because I have a passion for it. And the doctor looked at me and said, "Conrad, if you wouldn't have lost this weight, if you wouldn't have went through the journey that you have with COVID," because I really hardly had any symptoms, she said, "it would absolutely be a completely different visit right now. And I don't know that you'd be here." And that's where it really, I just got goosebumps. That's where it was one of my moments where it again solidified that everything happens for a reason. And it literally have saved my life, and I've gained years back on my life from how I feel.
Wow. Wow. What a story. What a story. Now, you are a busy professional. I know some folks might think he's a covert V-shred person. No. Conrad works in the world of construction and telecom. So how does a construction professional do what you did? Because a lot of us in the world of construction, we don't really have that healthier lifestyle, especially when we're not doing the physical parts of the construction. So do you have anything to share or say to many others who may be struggling, you know, people who are busy professionals? Just maybe it's a thought, it's an inspirational sentence, anything.
Yeah, there are a lot of options. And to your point, it's not always a healthy lifestyle, especially when you're on the road and maybe you don't have options of what you can do. Don't be embarrassed by bringing your meals or a cooler. Or I just came back from a trip. I had a second suitcase. My second suitcase was all my supplements, my meal prepping, my scale, my food scale, everything. And I told the guys, I'm like, sorry for the extra luggage, but I'm planning, this is my lifestyle now. And number one, that worked. And even if we were at a restaurant, which some people would think, this is it, I'm just going to do whatever and I'll start tomorrow. You have options to really look at that you could get that are healthy. And I think a lot more restaurants are a lot more accommodating. I've had restaurants where during COVID, I've even brought in my food that they warmed up for me, which you would have never thought that have done that. But
yes,
you can just say I'm on a special diet. I've been to baseball games for my sons where normally you can't bring anything in. You let them know you're on a special diet. You know, I have a meal plan. They've accommodated. Mm-hmm. And I think by being on a meal plan, you're able to really pay attention to, you know, it's carb cycling based in macros. So for me, I can really go, all right, here's my macros, here's what I need, here's what I can have. And I still am able to do it even being on the road, no matter where I'm at. I have a cooler with snacks at all times. I have backup protein powder in my bag.
Wow.
Planning, right? But it's, you can make it work anywhere.
Wow. I think you just answered our next question, which was, give some advice on how to make this a lifestyle. You've truly made it a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And you've also answered the question, how important was your personal coach? I mean, Adam has just been invaluable. And then you've answered this question, did family or friends help you stay accountable? So when you were starting the program, did you send any emails to say, hey, help me? Or did it just unfold with Adam? Adam was like maybe a catch-all in the very beginning.
Yeah, he was my very first go-to. So my boys were the first ones that were here witnessing it, as well as my parents. I wasn't sitting there announcing it, because for me, I was doing it for me. And if anyone asked when I brought a meal or what I was doing, then I would share. But I use that for that motivation. My kids that were there watching me was motivation, and they helped me push through everything. And I think even at one point I asked my boys on how I succeeded. And I said, you know, did you think dad was going to go this far with it? And they said, dad, you know, at first I didn't think so, but we saw how determined and motivated we were. And then we knew it was going to happen. So it was huge. And Adam was that motivation as well, because not only with your family, but you have someone that's kind of a neutral party that you can absolutely be vulnerable with and open up to and let everything out, where just like your family, you know, you're not going to be judged. And I would tell Adam what my successes were, where my hard points were. I mean, I could open up and tell him everything. And it was nice to be able to have somebody there in your corner again, that was a neutral party, that was there being your cheerleader and cheering you on and letting you know that even if you were having a hard week, that he would help you see some of the positives of what you were doing. And it gets me to a point where now I get to look back and use that and help others who are asking me the same questions.
Wow. You know, it's very amazing what the whole V-Shred program put together with no need to get on the treadmill. I mean, I've got two treadmills. I haven't been on one treadmill in the past 3 months, right? And I've lost over 20 pounds. I mean, how do you explain FLE to someone who is a skeptic and says, I don't believe it works. You need a treadmill or you need the gym. For the longest time, I thought there's no way. You got to have weights, until I realized weights are kind of like a supplement, an add-on. You know, yeah. So what do you even say to people? Have you bought FLE for any of your friends or introduced them to it or introduced people to it?
Oh, absolutely. I have a list of people that I kept of referrals. I still today have referrals, especially with the release of, you know, the new little, I say commercial, people say little documentary with V-Shred, right? And I still refer people to Adam directly.
Wow.
And to V-Shred. And I'm there letting them know that if they have any questions that they can reach out to me and I will help them and motivate them and help them where I can. But then Adam can fill them in on the diet and the portion of, you know, the meal plan. The fat loss extreme. And I think what I saw right away, and not having to be, because I was like you, I'm thinking I would have to be doing cardio for an hour and really burn. But I think just the technology and the experience that Vince went through on knowing, number one, on HIIT training and for supersetting things, right? A matter of getting your heart rate up and then dropping it down and getting it up and dropping it down. Like for me, when it was like, I'm going to do a 10-minute HIIT exercise, that's going to burn as much as being on a treadmill for an hour. And I was like, there's no way. But when you get on a bike and you do 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, and you rotate that for, I remember starting it off at 6 minutes and I'm working my way up to 10 or 11 minutes. You have a heck of a workout when you're done. You put on a sweat, probably like you worked, you know, an hour on a treadmill.
Yeah.
But it was learning this new way of exercising that you really don't need to be 2 hours at the gym. You know, when I spend my hour and a half, I'm going through a very long routine with weights. I'm still supersetting and I got time for recovery after, where I'm just relaxing, you know, doing a massage better, doing a sauna, you know, doing that self-care at the end of my workout, which is great. But you really, you don't need to. And at the very beginning, that 20 minutes a day was there for the first 7 months, where the majority of my weight loss, that's all I was investing.
Really? Wow. Just FLE, because that was the next thing I was going to ask. I was going to ask, out of FLE, ripped in 90, big arms, as you mentioned, clean bulk, which of those would you say contributed the most?
Fat loss extreme for my weight loss.
Wow.
And then when I was able to start introducing weights, I definitely noticed the big arms program was really nice on the arms, and a ripped in 90 was really where I started to gain muscle. So the ripped in 90 program I enjoy, and now the custom training program, I am really liking this whole new twist of things. But it's, I know Vince talks about muscle confusion, right? It's about not doing the same routine, the same exercises every day. And I think that's where a lot of people, if you're doing your bike every day or your treadmill every day or that certain walk every day, your body is getting used to that. And what I saw even with ripped in 90, from week over week, when you were doing even the same types of exercises, it was a reversed flipped order. So your body was not knowing exactly what it was doing. And that was great. So muscle gain, definitely ripped a 90 because that's where I started, for me, filling up loose skin with muscle, with being able to look down at my arms and seeing muscle definition or my abs. I've never had that before.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to see that definition now come through.
Wow.
And I would say that would be with the Ripton 90 and now the custom program.
It is so amazing. I saw the photo you took with Adam. I think Vince was in it. You know,
yeah.
This guy's ripped. My goodness. And you look at your start and you look at where you got to, and it's like, these can't be the same person until you see, you know. And it's funny because I went to your YouTube and I'm like, there's got to be a time lapse. Knowing the technical person you are, I can almost bet there's a time lapse out there. I got to find it. And there it was.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. It's like a totally different person.
Yeah. And I decided to put the time lapse that you showed was one that I put together because I knew that I had all these pictures from every week. And my YouTube, funny, you want to talk about motivation as well. The YouTube channel started on a bet with my youngest son. And at that time, I was unemployed. And I love the fact that I was working out with VShred. I was looking at opportunities, you know, possibly with VShred. And I told my son, I said, hey, I really love inspiring and motivating others. And maybe I'm going to do a YouTube channel to do that. And maybe if I make money on it, then that'll just be a bonus, because if this could be a full-time job, this would be a dream. And my son said, Dad, you need like 1 million subscribers to make money on YouTube. And I said, then I'll get 1 million subscribers without and he goes, you got 1 year. And if you don't get 1 million subscribers, you owe me $100. I said, deal, done. So it was funny that that's what started me to do my channel.
Wow.
And I'm still doing it today. I started it last October, but it's nice that I don't have 1 million subscribers, and that's okay. But it's nice that I have a platform where, you know, you were able to go and check it out and see that I can put some of my videos. And even though I kind of talk every day on what my exercise was that day, or, you know, maybe the weight where I'm at that day, and I'm able to say something just from my gut on some tips, tricks, or just to try to help inspire and motivate others, and have a platform where anyone can ask questions or, you know, anything that they would like. And it was nice because VShred and Sculpt Nation even helped me give away products on there.
Wow.
And that was very cool to be able to do so and help promote some, you know, free gifts with people just for taking part and asking questions. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing. I'm really inspired. Let me just say, I'm inspired and I'm held accountable through what you've done. I'm like, if Conrad can do it, he's a busy professional, I've got no excuse. So I really celebrate your success. And I really hope the folks listening and viewing are going to take it to the next level, because you're not living if you're living the way you shouldn't be, right? Like all the unhealthy stuff, it might feel good, but you know, you get to a point, like you mentioned, someone puts a pizza under your nose and you're like, no, this is garbage. It doesn't even appeal to you. You know, you just need to get into the rhythm of it. But do you have closing thoughts that you would like to share about people trying to lose weight in general, or any parting thoughts?
Yeah. So I think closing number one, Phil, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here today to tell my story. When I had a person who worked for VShred, she saw you repost the commercial from VShred, and I was getting ready to leave for a meeting, and Danny, and I'll give her some shout outs, she sent me a message. She goes, Conrad, you're famous. Did you see this? She goes, I love that people are sharing your story. And I went and clicked on the link and it brought me to your page. And I was like, wow. Oh my gosh, this is wild. So I had to comment and just say thank you. And it's great to be able to see other people get motivated from it and use that. And I think that's what people need to do, is just take those successes that you have in your life and use that for fuel, use that for motivation, really analyze and take a look at what you've been living today. Mm-hmm. Are you truly living the best version of yourself that you can be? Or do you want to look back later on and say, I should have changed these things, or maybe I should have done that? Do it. It's never too late. At 44 years old, I'm in the best shape that I've ever been. And I get to be able to say, that was because of my hard work, my dedication, the tools that I was given that were right there that I knew worked. So thank you to you for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank my parents and obviously my boys, my family, for always being there to support me and all my friends around and everyone watching over me. I couldn't have done it for the person that I was raised to be, but I know that anyone out there, they can do this today. And they have a platform, they have tools. There are no more excuses. Wow. We can be healthy together.
Wow. Thank you, Conrad. For anyone who's watching, all I need you to do is share and comment. The very first person to share and comment is going to get a free subscription to that Fat Loss Extreme program. It's going to be on my nickel, my dime. And I hope this inspires you to really put in some time and effort. It's possible. I'm on month 3 of Fat Loss Extreme, and I'm already seeing huge results. My mindset has changed. I have greater discipline over what I put into me and quantity as well, because a lot of times it's about the quantity too. And it's just helped me. And you know, the other cool thing about VShred, the Facebook group, wow. The Facebook group, it's almost impossible for you to say, I'm not motivated, I'm not inspired, I'm just going to live like I always have. No, you keep seeing constant reminders. You know, it's truly amazing. So Conrad, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story. And we're going to put a link below. And I'm guessing you're working on a website as well.
Right now I got my YouTube channel, but I, you know, something will be coming because just last night I received the news that I applied to be a VShred part of their sponsored athletes.
Wow.
They were choosing 10 people that you got to submit videos for. And I guess here's a spoiler alert. I sent a video in and I received just an email last night letting me know that I was chosen as one of their sponsored athletes. So next week, I'm going to get some details and be working with some of their marketing people, but you'll be seeing things to come. I'm excited at the future.
Oh my goodness. Well-deserved. Congrats, Conrad. It is so well-deserved. And thank you once again so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Cheers.